And now to the world of music. Alcohol and Anger fuel many of the original songs on the just-released Gil Street Sessions live album from Saybrook singer-songwriter Chris Corkery. He stopped by the WGLT studios to talk with John Norton about this debut album on Central Illinois-based Otoraki Records.
Sometimes I drink and I smoke a little more than I should. Sometimes I stay up too late when I'm up to no good.
Listening to it front to back, my first reaction was, boy, there's a lot of alcohol and anger on this album. Even though it's a live album, did you have your set list ahead of time, or were you winging it while you were out there?
I did have a set list going on. For the alcohol and anger part, some of these songs have come when I did the Honky Tonk Tour circuit, which is kind of like the hard country, outlaw country kind of stuff. So I wrote this batch of songs that were kind of centered around that kind of dynamic with the hard drinking outlaw troubadour kind of thing and the honky tonk bar, you know, heavier, hard scrabble living kind of thing.
Well, I drank beer in Oklahoma, wine in Kansas City. I kicked out every bar in old St. Louis. Sold whiskey in Kentucky, down gin down in Baton Rouge. But I just can't drink my mind off losing you.
At that time, I was listening to a lot of George Jones and Johnny Paycheck.
Back when you were doing that Honky Tonk tour?
Yeah, a lot of those songs, you know, you got to do those. Doing that tour was pretty hard. It was a grind, and you got to be able to play, you know, the real kind of salt-of-the-earth country stuff.
What is it about the Honky Tonk songs, the songs about pain and drinking and things like that? What is it about that really...
The gritty reality of it. You know, with country music is, you know, in my opinion, there's nothing really too arty about it. I mean, I like a lot of artistry and songs, you know, about kind of fictitious or stories about things like that, and, you know, kind of conceptual. But this, with country music, this the raw, visceral, gritty reality of it really struck me. And there's these songs about hard scrabble people living hard lives, you know, there's something about people trying to channel that into, and unfortunately, sometimes vices, you know, some of these songs are pretty heavy with that, you know, the drinking and stuff like that. But it's kind of like almost like a warning, you know, this is not necessarily, I'm not necessarily promoting it, but saying it's kind of like, whoa, you know.
Well, it sounds like you really want to go beneath the surface.
Yeah, deeper than just, hey, this is, I'm just going to go and kind of drink my mind away off whatever problem you have. Like say, well, okay, well, this is what's going to happen if you end up doing that. This is what you're going to look like. You know, it's just, yeah, like never drinking again, stuff like that. And just can't drink my mind off losing you. You know, all those songs kind of show that, okay, well, if you do this, then you could be headed down a path. It's also kind of showing that, you know, so in reality, unfortunately, sometimes people do, especially with, you know, country and stuff, that's how a lot of the people just go and kind of go hit the bottle and try to forget about their woman or whatever.
Used me and left me. She sure did. But thank God I'm alone. 'Cause every day's just like Christmas. Now that you're gone.
Chris Corkery, our guest on WGLT Sound Ideas. The new album is The Gil Street Session. We were talking off the air. I mentioned how I love to travel the back roads of McLean County. Yeah. I've had done that for decades.
Yeah.
It's relaxing to me. I'll turn the radio up and just literally go on dirt roads and cornfields. You can't see anything.
Right.
And you said that's kind of what you like to do.
Yeah, especially when I first, a lot of these songs too, that, you know, we're talking about the honky tonk ones, those are written on the road in McLean County too, some of the country gigs. But there's something about being able to drive towards the horizon. And especially, I mean, now it's a beautiful time of year, too, with fall, but springtime.
Yeah. Do you prefer when the corn is high or when it's low?
Oh, man. I like that. There's something about the corn being high and this that I do love. You know, that when it's so, when it's just full on summer and the corn is green and the blue of the sky is almost like a razor sharp blue and, you know, not a cloud in the sky. And the sun's kind of like hazy, maybe going down a little bit and such. I like the green of the corn.
You know, we've been weaving songs of anger and alcohol even out of our conversation here.
Yeah.
But as you mentioned, there are some songs
that
don't
that have focused nothing. And Anything For You is one that really jumped out at me. This is a sweet song.
Thank you so much. I wrote that actually for my girlfriend, Carrie. I wrote it in our kitchen or her house. It was before I was staying with her. But she was before she was getting up, and I was up and letting the dogs out and such. And I just kind of came up with this idea because she always wants coffee before she goes to work.
I went uptown as you were sleeping. Get your coffee for the day.